This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To build up the muscles in your mind, the components of the DJV show would include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. The idea is to expand upon that which you already know so that you're smarter than the average duck. And so here to bring us around to that sort of intelligence is quacker Jennifer Horn.
I am a quacker. Well, you know, we have storms, both the real kind of storms and political storms. And clearly, the Trump presidency has brought out the best in some people and the worst in other people. Two of those people are some Hollywood celebrities that you may know about. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace and Susan Sarandon, who's been in a ton of films. They're going at it on social media. Now, they're not too far apart politically, but they've been bickering a bit because Susan Sarandon, if you remember back to 2016, was a Bernie Sanders supporter, did not like Hillary Clinton. When Hillary Clinton became the nominee, she felt that it was a setup. She wasn't the only one. She thought that there was like an inside job that knocked Bernie Sanders out, right? And put Hillary up against Donald Trump. And
was that woman's name that ran the DNC from Florida? Three names.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah.
She was she was the chief conspirator.
She was the helper.
Architect.
Right. She was Hillary's elf.
Right, yeah, right.
But in any case, Susan Sarandon never fully wrapped her arms around Hillary Clinton as a candidate. She never endorsed Donald Trump because clearly there, and I've said this before, there are a lot of differences between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, but the people who were attracted to those candidates had a lot in common. They were looking
change.
For something different, a
yes.
disruptor, something out of the status quo. So Susan Sarandon has said things on Twitter that borderline a little nicer than other celebrities are in Trump. Anyway, fast forward now to this past week, and Deborah Messing and Susan Sarandon on Twitter got into this heated debate after Variety sent out a tweet indicating that Susan Sarandon had said President Trump has, quote, if anything, inspired more women and people of color to run for elected office. Now, that is true. That is a true statement.
Yep.
But Deborah Messing, who is a huge non-fan...
She's
of the president, right.
Is that show coming back, by the way, this year? Will
uh-huh.
Grace?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was renewed, I think, like the first day it hit the TV. She wrote, quote, oh, yes, please, in all caps. Let's give Trump credit, in all caps. I mean, how else are you going to be able to walk out on the street, convince yourself that his catastrophe of a president, who you said was better than Hillary Rodham Clinton, is not ripping children away from parents seeking asylum? Now... Susan Sarandon was not going to just take that little quote. She actually implored Debs, as she called her on Twitter, to watch the full Variety video teased in that original tweet in response to Debs went to direct quotes and decided she wasn't happy with Susan Sarandon's analysis, and the two have been bickering back and forth on Twitter ever since. So I guess this is just the latest, a dead friendship of sorts between two actresses that maybe could have once been friends. But now they can't. That's funny, though, that is like imploring people to like Trump when you just say that he's encouraged more women and people of color to run for office.
No, but he has. I think that's
I know, but that's not necessarily...
Well, it's not he hasn't. It's,
it's not a supportive comment by any stretch.
Him. Yeah.
Well, his actions have... No, I don't agree with that. I think his actions have led directly to people wanting to run for office. I don't think it's indirect at all. I think it's a direct, straight line from his actions to people deciding they want to get involved in politics. It's
right, but it's not necessarily like a kind remark. It wasn't
it isn't kind,
being,
but
no.
It's true. So, I think absolutely true.
It's
all right, let's get to some good news. I have several items. Would you like some good news, ladies, or not?
Yes, we love good news.
All right, the best news here locally is that Columbus Day will not be celebrated anymore in Somerville, Massachusetts. joining the growing ranks of communities who just understand what Columbus was all about. Columbus Day is, I've refused it. As a matter of fact, when I was teaching school, I taught the, I got my butt into trouble with the principal. What are you teaching these kids about Columbus Day? And I said to him, Columbus was a no good SOB, and we shouldn't be celebrating it, and kids should know what the real story is. And he said, well, that's not what the, what did he tell me? The curriculum doesn't say that. I said to him, I don't really care what the curriculum says it. The fact that Columbus was the cur that he was deserves to be taught. People need to know that. Anyway, so I've been on that toot for about 40 years. I was all alone.
I agree with you.
Ah,
but don't tell, but you know what? Don't tell Italians in New York that.
Well, yeah, you can tell. I remember how long Roberta Fasanelli was a part of this program. Still a very good friend. She's moved down to New Orleans from New York. She grew up as a New Yorker, and she and I would have this conversation every Columbus Day. And yeah, people would call. I used to take more calls. By the way, people have asked me why we don't take calls. Why we, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, why not take calls? Well, how do I say this nicely? The quality of the calls and callers wasn't up to standard. And so, the people who are available at the time we're on the air are not necessarily the people that you want to hear from. They're not that stimulating. I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but and I listen to a lot of talk shows today. The caliber of the people who call, not great. So I'd rather sound a little blunt, but that's it. They're not. They're horrible, actually. Not very smart.
Well, and a lot of people trying to get on the air, and a lot of people right now are trying to get on the air just to say crazy things.
Well, they just repeat the same crap that they read or the, you know, whatever the, on both sides, whatever the talking points are. And you can do that, watch television instead of listening
to
it on
the
radio.
Well, wasn't it, was it Fox News that, or Fox Radio that got in trouble a couple weeks ago because some guy called up and went on a rant about Obama being a Muslim and he wasn't born here, and then the station ended up getting fined because the guy was cursing, and it was a whole thing. So it's kind of a liability.
But what a waste of time. Like, that's news? That's
right,
something new?
Right.
We've been talking about that for 8-10 years. Forget about it. Now, that's what I'm saying. That kind of caller brings nothing to the conversation. So that's why we are interested in what you say on Twitter, and so you can reach us at DJB Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Schillen. Two L's, two N's, and add Doug Steffen. That's a good way for you to communicate. And I've got some posts I probably should read. Anyway, back to the Columbus Day. The number of towns and cities around the country. There are four states, Minnesota, South Dakota, Alaska, and Vermont, and at least 55 municipalities across the country that say no to Columbus Day. They are instead looking to recognize, if you will, Native Americans, which is more appropriate. They were the victims, the blunt, if you will, of Columbus and his... he was a cur. He was a no-good... whatever. And by the way, the mayor of Somerville, Massachusetts, who announced this week, is Italian. His name is Kurt Aloni. And he says, this is a relic of outdated and oversimplified versions of history. We're not erasing history. We're just not glorifying Columbus and Columbus Day. Makes sense to me. It's Monday, October 8th, by the way. I have a little problem. The Indigenous Peoples Day, that kind of, that word, let's get a little more to the heart and soul of it. The American Indian, the American Native is the person or where's the group that... was blunted by Columbus. Anyway, Alaska, Vermont, joining in this is also Durango, Colorado, Traverse City, Michigan, have all changed and stopped with Columbus Day. So I go back to the teaching of this in school because it makes some people uncomfortable to argue with what supposedly the authority is. That's what the principal said to me. Well, the authority are the textbooks. I said, no, they're not the authority at all. The authority is history. And history is sometimes very subjective, according to who's writing the book. And, it's kind of like the Bible. The Bible's a great history. I think it's one of the great history books, if not the greatest history book ever written. Doesn't mean everything in it is true. It's all in the eyes and the ears and the mind of the beholder. Who's telling the story? The simplest way to demonstrate how, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or anybody else who's standing on the corner watching an accident, if you got 12 people see the same accident, you get 12 different stories. Never get the same story from two people. And so that's kind of the, I take pleasure in dumping on Columbus Day, because I think it's, I think he was no good, and to celebrate him is not a good thing. All right, is that,
but
is that good
like
news? Did I like Jennifer?
But right, you're a fan,
you.
Right?
I love you so. It is 16 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, My Pillow's the best deal. Buy one My Pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. My Pillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with My Pillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
The Geek Out.
Wireless charging of smartphones is way more common now that iPhones have finally added the feature. So Morphe, a well-known accessories company, have released a trio of products that will charge your device without having to connect them together. The three new accessories come first in the form of a version that mounts to your car's air vent and charges your phone while also holding it in place, a desktop stand that charges and holds for easy viewing, and a power bank that allows you to carry up to 40 hours of charging that not only allows you to place your phone on top of it to charge wirelessly, but you can also run a USB out to charge a second device at the same time. All three are on sale now. Prices start at $70, and we've got a link to Morphe's new devices on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's have another person in the news to celebrate. Pilot Jeff Raines, flying American Airlines Flight 2354 from L.A. to Dallas, diverted to Wichita Falls, not exactly a big airport. They had really bad weather, couldn't go all the way to Dallas, so they had to sit there in the airport. And so he said to the tower, get some pizza. What's the local pizza joint? Papa John's. So he paid for pizza for everybody in the plane.
Nice.
That's just really, yeah. He came onto the plane with a large stack of pizzas and passed them all out. And people on the plane said, what a guy. There's good PR for you. Good for him. Captain Jeff Raines. Good for you. 21 after.
Music. Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The hour to plant the seeds of musical intellect here. This is Groovy Gravy from Quincy Jones, who has shared the trailer for Quincy, a new documentary which spans his six decades in music. Actually, this could be quite fascinating. He has 79 Grammys. You know that?
Wow.
Quincy Jones got 79
nominations. Yeah.
Grammy, oh, they're nominated. Well,
27 Grammys.
Not bad.
Yeah. Still a lot. Yeah. Where do you put all those? At some point, you're like, ugh, no.
You got a room for them. He has worked, a lot of people have been talking about his work with Aretha lately because of her passing and who was important in her life. But he also has collaborated with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra. He and Frank Sinatra are actually quite good friends. They had shared the same taste in women, apparently. Michael Jackson, Miles Davis in the troupe of people that he has helped. He's also been responsible for some of the most well-known film scores. He did the score to The Color Purple, The Italian Job, and In Cold Blood. I still
I
think
never
the
knew
Italian
that.
The Italian Job is one of the really good. Well, it's a big
movie.
Business scoring. I talk about this from time to time. Justin Hayward, who is the lead singer for the Moody Blues, spends most of his time scoring films. That's what he does. It's really an interesting job to find the music, create the music that goes in the background of television and film. Anyway, this documentary called Quincy features commentary from Barack Obama, Will Smith, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Oprah Winfrey, Snoop Dogg. And then Snoop Dogg says he's an inspiration to me. Well, okay. Documentary directed by Alan Hicks and Quincy's daughter, Rashida Jones. She's an actress, right? She's,
uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember what she's been in, but I know her name's
she
been
was on,
right?
Was it Parks and Rec?
Yeah, she was on Parks and Rec.
Was she? Yeah. Anyway, Quincy says, it makes my soul smile. What a great, what two words put together. Isn't that swell? Think about it. My soul smiles to have such a dream team share my story. I think that's a fabulous phrase. My soul smiles. Never heard that before. I like it, though. Quincy Jones documentary has, let's see, Keep Reaching, a new song from him, Mark Ronson, and Chaka Khan. It'll debut on Netflix on the 21st, which would be, what, a week from
it's
today?
It's Friday, yeah.
A week from Friday,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Friday.
All right, so anyway, something to look forward to. Quincy Jones, quite a talent. We're blessed to have talent like that around. All right, speaking of talent, next musical item focuses on country singer Gretchen Wilson. I think we talked about her last week, didn't we? She was arrested in the airport for something. Now she's going to donate $500 to charity to settle the charges against her. Yeah, I thought that was, that's not a lot.
Wow.
This is
like
at the
Groupon for charity donations to get yourself out of trouble.
She was in court in Enfield, Connecticut. She got into trouble at Bradley Field, which is the main airport in Connecticut, Springfield, Hartford Airport. A misdemeanor breach of peace charge being dismissed on the donation, which is going to be used to fund injured crime victims. She was arrested en route to a private show at the Mohegan Sun Casino. State police said she was in a minor disturbance on the plane involving another passenger and a bathroom. Had she been drinking? Did we decide that there was some alcohol involved in all this? She said everybody's got bad days. Celebrities are targeted when they have a bad day. Well, you kind of become a target.
That's true to some extent. Just because it's in the newspaper, most people get away with it quietly.
Yeah. Slapping somebody around on a plane.
But, like, how much can you fight about a bathroom on a plane, you know?
Yeah, I think it's pretty silly stuff.
You got to be kind of wrecked,
28 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence making landfall now in North Carolina, the eye wall of the Category 1 storm, hitting the coastline with heavy rains and a 10-foot storm surge. Streets have been streams for hours in some communities, and over 300,000 homes and businesses now have no electricity because of the storm. And the National Hurricane Center is reporting over 10 feet of floodwater in New Bern already. North of Boston, fires and dozens of explosions reported at homes and businesses. Apparently an overpressurized gas line may be to blame. North Andover Town Manager Andrew Mailer.
We do not yet have a timeline. People should expect this is going to be a while before they're going to be able to return to their home.
Authorities say some people were injured, but they haven't released specific figures. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Making it happen on the radio and in podcast form. Don't forget to check out the DJV Show podcast at djvshow.com. You just had a reminder of that. I decided I would double the reminder. A lot of things going on as usual. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen here to update us with thoughts and things. All right, Victoria, things first, then thoughts.
All right. Well, things first.
Don't mess
it's,
up.
Yeah, it's a things and thoughts. It's a combo. And we're talking about the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She is, of course, the Supreme Court Justice. And she's been very vocal about the whole Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And she's not saying what people thought would expect her to say. She's actually criticizing the whole process, saying it has devolved into a highly partisan show since she was confirmed in 1993. She said the way it was right. The way it is wrong. She's, of course, 85 years old now. She was speaking in front of the George Washington University Law School. It prompted a round of applause, actually. People agreed with her that it's gotten way too partisan.
I agree with her.
She was confirmed to the bench by a U.S. Senate vote of 96-3, 2 months after she was nominated by then-President Bill Clinton, and she said that the atmosphere back then was truly bipartisan. She said, the vote on my confirmation was 96-3, even though I had spent 10 years of my life litigating cases under the auspices of the ACLU. No senator asked me any questions, not about that. And then she also noted that her good buddy, Antonin Scalia, was confirmed 98-0, despite him being very conservative in his conservative leanings. And so she said back then, people really just seemed to judge based on your work and your, and it was not political, and it wasn't a situation where everyone was grandstanding and trying to make it about themselves. And I agree with her, and I think that probably most of the country would agree with that at this point.
Yep, I read an article, actually I think it was at Axios that had it, during the confirmation hearings, and they showed all of the numbers confirming judges over in history, and the only time that it's only been partisan for the last, I think, and really, I think actually just since Trump was elected, everybody else, it gets closer, the margins get closer, but when you can actually see that it's like half and half, started under Trump Neil Gorsuch. That's when it got really close, but over time, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's absolutely right. It used to be that whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you just voted for the qualified candidate, whether right. they were right-leaning or left-leaning.
So
and that's
keep
gotten
talking.
Much closer.
We keep talking about this, the 800-pound gorilla in the room. My read on this is that the news media has helped, the talk media has helped to break the country down, if you will, or rough the country up, or whatever it is. Can we survive? Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, the democracy can't survive. Yeah, the pendulum swings back and forth, but there are lots of different factors now, social media, communication among them. But there's all we're teaching our children to be intolerant, and they are exposed to things that lead them to being intolerant. I know lots of adults who are intolerant of other points of view. Instead of being respectful, understanding that we don't all have to agree on everything, nah. People say, I'm tired. I mean, again, back to what I said a little while ago about why I don't take calls on the air anymore, because it's pretty much the same stuff that you hear over and over again. That's why we don't, in fact, talk much about those sorts of things. You can get plenty of that elsewhere. And there are a lot of other things, in my mind anyway, that are a lot more interesting to talk about. But we have become, Trump won fair and square. Get over it. Whether you like the system or not, I don't like the system. It isn't that I don't like Trump. I didn't vote for him. I usually do vote for right-of-center candidates, but I didn't vote for him for a lot of reasons that I don't have to hash over again. I've explained them many times on the air. Some of the things he does I think are good. Some of the things he does I don't think I care that much for, but that's me as an individual. And I'm entitled to my opinion as you're entitled to yours, and I respect all of your opinions. The idea, however, that you're wrong if you don't agree with me started right here in this medium. The talk radio medium started that. And it has been now talk television and many other venues where if you don't agree with me, you're just plain wrong.
Just for a conversation, I think without talk radio, there would be half of the country that would feel isolated, bullied, ganged
up on. Don't disagree with you. Don't disagree.
So I don't know if it started
the left-handed news media, the news media, but the news media used to be a one-way. It wasn't a dialogue, Jennifer. It was a monologue. This is with all the news that's fit to print. Imagine the arrogance of that statement on the front page of the New York Times for as many years as I've been there. Who the hell are you to decide what's important or what should be printed or what the news is? And that used to be sort of what went on at CBS, you know, or to a lesser extent at NBC and ABC. But CBS, very arrogant about, you know, if it's news, it's on CBS. Yeah, really? No, that's not true. As somebody who ran a newsroom that was affiliated with CBS for a couple of years, that's not true at all. So anyway, the point here being, well, there are a lot of different points, subsets to this discussion. The electoral process is one of them. Trump was elected by people who got behind him. And they got more behind him, I was going to say further behind him, but the strength in numbers there and the beliefs were much, much stronger aimed at Trump and his supporters, or coming from them, that was the case with Hillary. There was no, name me one person who was really excited about Hillary. We had the discussion about Deborah Messing and Susan Sarandon talking about, you know, who supported whom. Maybe I'll clarify that then for you, Victoria. In my circle of friends, the people that I know, and I have friends on both sides of the spectrum, many of them, and they weren't. I mean, I voted for her. I wasn't excited about it, but I didn't want to vote for Trump. And there are
a lot of people who felt that way. They just couldn't go for Trump, so they went for Hillary. Yeah. There were other people who didn't love Trump, but just couldn't go for Hillary, and then, you know, went for Trump. So there are a lot of people sort of in the middle in that election. But there were on both sides, there were people who were totally rabid for everything Trump said, and there were people who were just as excited behind Hillary too. There were especially women. There were a lot of women who were really excited about that prospect of the first female president.
My daughter was one of them. Okay, so I give you that. But what I'm saying is, in terms of where we are, we have come somehow to a point of having lackluster candidates. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at Cuomo, who is the governor of New York and running again, and the arrogant.
Cynthia Nixon made it. She made a dent.
Yeah,
and I think that's important.
Well,
there are so many.
Like this black kid who won against the old Italian in Boston. Same thing can be said for whoever it was. I never remember her name in New York.
There was another one, too. So there's another 27-year-old socialist Democrat who just ousted a guy who's been in there for eight terms.
In the middle, however, look at the extremes. These people represent much more of an extreme. Maybe it represents a large segment of the country, and we're thankfully looking beyond color at people and their credentials. But the extremes, you know, I think about Bernie Sanders, and I actually, for a while, I actually thought that I might vote. There was a time I was considering voting for him because he wants change, and he still does. I say it in the present tense because he still does.
And his change involves socialism.
Right, I can't stand that. That's why I didn't go down that street.
We've got to stop this movement of these younger people who want to go towards socialism.
Everything for nothing.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
Socialism is flawed racist system there is.
Right, but when people say that they're a socialist Democrat now in their 20s, it's not the same thing that it's not socialism in the way that we learn in history books.
Yeah,
it's really not. It's healthcare and college.
Yeah,
like, those
how
are
do you
two,
pay for that?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But those are the two. I'm not saying it's going to ever pass. It's not going to work. But I'm just saying those are the two main platforms. You can go to any college campus, and anybody who says, "Oh, I'm a socialist" or "I'm a Bernie Sanders fan," it's healthcare, it's insurance, and college. That's it.
Well,
it's not
healthcare
it's not
is one thing.
More than that.
You see, that shows the naivete of the people who support those or say those are the number one issue, and they put them together. Healthcare is one thing that's very important and something that we are, I think, I don't know if entitled is the right word. It isn't a right. It's a privilege, but it is kind of. All right, it's a
blurred
area.
But with all the taxes that we pay,
hold on a second.
We should be entitled to have some health care covered by the government.
I'm not disputing that, but I am disputing the right to have free college. That's a damnable, horrible idea. There's no incentive whatsoever. Okay, somebody's going to pay for my college. I'll just go and kind of slough it off. No, that's a horrible, horrible, horrible idea.
Free anything is
horrible.
People love to grab free stuff.
It isn't free.
Right. Air quotes around free, but they don't value it. That's
right. Exactly. There's no incentive.
Everyone gets free college. I don't agree with that.
That's
but I do really, though, think that our insurance system is, we pay a lot of money, my husband and I, and we don't have great coverage at all. So it's a total disaster, and it needs to be fixed.
Well, it isn't so much the insurance companies. It's the collusion between the insurance companies and the big medical corporations.
And it's also the lawsuits. No one likes to talk about that. It's the lawsuits. It's how they can charge so much for pharmaceuticals. There's so many things that could be fixed that involve more private elements than making it more big government, because the government is just going to turn it into to a disaster. People think that's going to be the solution. I can tell you, like a friend, that I've seen what the system in California has done with my mom, and it's not pretty. And we're not even in a full taxpayer universal health care system. I know some people can get it right. I just don't trust that the government that big. Ask the VA. People waiting. Yeah. Ask people waiting for the VA care and see if it's going to get any better.
All right. So you want some good news?
Finally, yeah.
Target is going to hire 120,000 holiday workers starting next month. And they're going to pay them $1 an hour more than they did last year, so they'll be paying $15 an hour. And Macy's, everybody thought Macy's was in trouble. They're hiring 80,000 people to, and they say, both of them have said, basically said the same thing. We feel that if we really have attendance, people who can help in the stores, it will enhance our bottom line, and it will. How many times you go into one of these, not a store like Target or Macy's, but Walmart? I told you the one experience, I'd never go into them again. You couldn't find anybody. Home Depot's the same thing. You can't find anybody to help you. So, you know, you waste a lot of time wandering around. I go to the local hardware store and buy stuff, and the prices, by the way, are about the same. And it's not, it's maybe handier to go. Sometimes you can find some things at Home Depot you can't find elsewhere, but for the most part, if you have a good local hardware store, go there. They're really a much better deal, frankly. Somebody like me who goes to hardware stores, needs stuff all the time on the farm, it's much smarter deal. 46 and change past the hour.
This report is brought to you by U.S. Express. With low unemployment contributing to a severe driver shortage, national trucking company U.S. Express is introducing a college scholarship program to help attract and retain drivers. The program is open to all of U.S. Express's roughly 7,000 drivers and, in a first, their dependents, age 17 to 26. All professionally trained U.S. Express drivers can enroll in the company's full ride program to earn a degree online through Ashford University. Each driver may enroll up to two dependents at one time. Eric Fuller, president and CEO of U.S. Express, discusses this new initiative.
In order to attract more drivers, many companies are offering increased pay and signing bonuses. In addition to doing that, U.S. Express is proud to be the first trucking company ever to offer our drivers and their families a full ride to earn a bachelor's or master's degree in the field of their choice.
U.S. Express is one of the top five largest truckload carriers in the United States. For more, visit usexpress.com.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Well, let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Seems like just yesterday that we had Nick Miles here. It was actually last week. Every Friday at this time, Nick is here from OurAutoExpert.com. That's his website. Fabulous information about cars from top to bottom. I was interested in Jay Leno's quip about Chris, what's-his-face that comes from Sudbury, Massachusetts. He was, I don't know if you ever watched that show, Nick. I think it's fabulous because I think Leno was fabulous. But his car, have you ever been invited? Have you ever seen his, go in a hangar at the Burbank Airport and see all those cars? Have you been there?
Oh, yes, several times.
Have you?
Jay has wonderful stories, and every time I go there and walk through with Jay, he makes me laugh. He's just... And a genius, too. He's pretty much genius. And this is a guy where you go to that hangar, he shows up, he'll walk out, or he'll come out from under a car in coveralls, and he's changing the oil, or he's working on a transmission. He really is got his fingers in the grease.
Well, he started life as a mechanic at a Mercedes dealership about 5 miles from me when he was a kid. He was always interested in playing and tinkering with cars, and he got a job, and he was doing stand-up at some clubs around and working as a mechanic at the same time. That's that's how he got started. It's really a great story. I've been around him 4 or 5 times, and I find his graciousness to be, I don't know whether you've found him that way or not, but I find him to be sort of a regular guy, and as much as anybody like that can be a regular guy. He is.
I think, yeah, that's his shtick. And right. I will tell you, the strangest thing ever at Pebble Beach this year, I saw him and he wasn't wearing a jean shirt.
Really?
A denim shirt, yeah.
Wow, that's his signature. Yeah.
Right. I've ever run into him and he wasn't wearing a denim shirt. So that was a first, right?
Right, exactly. I remember, I never forget that. I'll tell you a quick story and then we'll get to the GM recall. I was driving down the 101 on the other side of the hill in L.A. County, and I happened to be, I was thinking about getting a haircut, and I didn't know this area that well, and damned if I'm not, I look over, and there's Jay Leno in one of his old cars, the top's down, and so we slowed down because the traffic on the 101 is slowed down, you know, 18 hours a day. You'd be lucky if you knew 30 miles an hour there. So I hollered out the window. I said, "Hey, Jay, where's a good place to get a haircut?" And he said, "Follow me." So he took me off the next exit of the 101, and it was Van Nuys. I think it was Van Nuys. Anyway, not important. And he brought me down because he lives around there, and he brought me to his barber. I said, "Here, take good care of my friend." And that's when I got into the conversation with him about being from Massachusetts, and he was interested. And then I've seen him four or five times since then. But he's really, he loves, man, those cars, and he's got so many. Man, he's got to have, how much money is involved in all those cars? You have any idea?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some kind of charity there because I can't imagine one single person. Although I was staying at Pelican Hill Resort there in Huntington Beach once, and they told me that he had just built the house above there, which had a 60-car garage. So he's got even in his holiday home, he has a 60-car garage. So there you go. That gives you an idea of how many cars.
Got a lot of cars. All right. Speaking of a lot of cars, General Motors recalling a lot of pickup trucks, SUVs and stuff. Didn't we have the same story about Ford last week?
Yeah, it stings for General Motors a little bit more, though, Doug, because they're just on the tail of releasing their brand-new Silverado truck. This seems to be a wiring harness problem, but the more serious fact is that this has caused injuries in several people. I think there's been 17 or so incidences of fires in the vehicle, and now there's at least two injuries. So they're saying if you own a GMC truck or a Chevy truck of the year around 2015, you may be warranted to go into your dealer and have the wiring harness replaced. The best way to check is always go to NHTSA.gov, which is NHTSA.gov. Put in your VIN number, and it'll tell you if there's any recalls on your vehicle.
All right, a couple of quick things. Volkswagen stopping the Beetle production, but more to the point, they're going to start using 3D printers to produce parts for the cars. Is that going to end well?
Yeah, so first of all, Beetle, yes, a great car, strange history. 3D printers, Ford has been using them for a long time. The grills out of Fords was made for them. Engine parts are made. It's usually in the development and testing of vehicles that 3D printers are used. They're still quite not good enough for production.
No, for a big time. All right, Nick Miles, check out his website. Anytime you have a car question, OurAutoExpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.